It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Your Facebook photos may soon be stored in northern Sweden, near the Arctic Circle. Facebook says it will build a new 5-acre data center, lots and lots of servers to handle growing traffic. But isn't it really cold up there? Well, yeah, that's the point. The cold air will be used to cool down the machines. Imagine the heat your laptop gives off. Now imagine 5 acres worth of servers. Glenn Fleischman from The Economist says opening the windows is not the only way tech companies are saving on air conditioning.
It used to be that servers needed to run in a very narrow range of acceptable temperatures, and you had to air condition like crazy so you didn't overheat them. Well, instead of adding more air conditioning, they've redesigned their server equipment to operate at temperatures that are far above what they used to, and so you simply need less cooling to get them to run at optimum conditions.
As cloud computing gets bigger, companies are building a lot more of these server farms, and they're focusing on efficiency.
The approach in the past was you take off-the-shelf equipment and you throw it in there and you throw a lot of cooling at it and power and you just make it work. And now, in order to reduce the enormous amount of cost of cooling and of power, you instead design from top to bottom to use the least amount of power in the most efficient way and to operate in a much broader range of circumstances.
So it's a whole new architecture of the building. It's not just let's rent out an office building and stick some servers in there.
Yeah, it's sort of disgusting, but I'll say it's like a colonial organism, like a slime mold. This is a bunch of symbiotic organisms that are working together. So it's no longer I buy the server from company A and the switch from company B and the rack from company C and then we stick it in a warehouse. It's how do we build this thing as one complete organism all the way down from a resistor on a circuit board up to the entire scale of the building where it's located and which direction it faces. And it's that integrative, holistic thinking about data centers that's managed to reduce the power consumption already by large factors.
According to Greenpeace, these buildings use as much energy as 30 to 40,000 homes. The new Facebook plant will run on hydroelectric power. Facebook uses a lot of coal at the moment. Casey Harrell from Greenpeace International says the difference is significant.
It's the difference between 30, 40,000 U.S. homes being powered by renewable, low or no carbon energy compared to one of the largest sources of greenhouse gases, which is coal. It's a huge impact that most people don't think about when they update what they did over the weekend or they post pictures of their kids online.
Harrell says there are choices you can make, but they involve looking beyond your screen.
Do I want to put my pictures on Flickr? You know, Flickr's run by Yahoo, which uses a lot less coal than Facebook, or do I want to host them on my Facebook account? Those are individual actions that people can do.
We have more at MarketplaceTech.org. Ben Kuchera writes about video games for Ars Technica. He recently checked out Skylanders, which uses actual physical objects. It comes with a small portal that plugs into your console, and
you actually have these little toy statues. And it reads the information from the statues, and that character pops up in the game, and you can control them. Now, the fun thing is you can swap any of the statues out at any time to play as a multitude of characters, and each one looks, moves, and attacks in different ways. The other interesting thing is when you unlock items in the game, it's saved to the character, not your console. So my kids can take their favorite characters to another friend's house, and they get all the items and all the money they unlocked when we played together. All the information is kept on the toy.
The game is Skylanders. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.